From WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Hey, what's up, beautiful people? I am pleased once again to be a part of your Friday afternoon. It is 1 o'clock here on this December 20th, 2013. Welcome to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. And can you believe that Christmas is 5 days away? I tell you, I have not started. I have not started my Christmas shopping whatsoever. And I tell you what, my family, they've been hitting me up saying, Al, have you gone shopping? I want this, I want that. Especially my sister who wants, get this. This is crazy. $155 boots. Has she lost her? I think she's lost her mind. I thought she was joking when she sent me the link to it. And I said, you got to be nuts, sis. That's crazy. And my mom sent me very recently a text. She said I can choose. She made a whole Christmas list. And she said I can choose about 4 or 5 items from this list. 4 or 5, folks. Just shows you. My family, they're all about receiving, I tell you. All right, well, she wants a Pandora bracelet with 5 charms at least on it. She's very specific with this, folks. A Michael Kors watch, which are ridiculously expensive. Ugg boots. If you guys have seen Ugg boots, I think they're oogly. They're ugly boots. I would think that's what Ugg is short for. But she wants Ugg boots size 8. A pair of Jordans. What is my mom wanting with a pair of Jordans? My mom thinks she's, you know, 20-something here. All right, a pair of Jordans. Tamar Braxton CD, John Legend CD, my mom listens to Miley Cyrus. This is crazy. This is craziness, folks. But anyway, this just shows you, you know, the mindset. My family, we go all out when it comes to presents around Christmas. And I always, out of everybody, I always wait to the last minute. I hope you guys haven't, though. Christmas season is right around the corner. Again, 5 days away, folks. Man, oh man, it's my favorite time of the year. Okay, well, we have a ton to get to on today's show. In just a minute, I'll be talking with Jeff Wanch. Jeff Wanch is actually the head boys basketball coach of the Okemos boys basketball team. Jeff Wanch does a fantastic job. He's been actually a basketball coach for many, many years. This is only his second season, though, with the Okemos Chieftains. They've started off the season 2-0, folks. 2-0. They're a really, really good start for them. And they will play Grand Ledge tonight before the Christmas break hits for all of the high school students out there. We'll be talking with Jeff in just a second. We also, later on in the show, will talk about Kobe Bryant's injury. I tell you what, my jaw was on the floor when I heard about the news of Kobe getting injured and being out 6 weeks. I mean, it's really unfortunate for one of the greatest to ever do it. You know, the game is better when you have Kobe Bryant out there, and I'm sure many of you have thoughts on Kobe's injury. Also, later on, we you know, getting into the holiday spirit here on Current Sports, we'll be giving you our own Christmas list. Not just an ordinary Christmas list, but our own sports Christmas list. What do we want from the sports world this Christmas? And I tell you what, at least one of my items will hopefully be a Detroit Pistons NBA championship. I'm definitely stretching that. I know. I'm crazy for even fathoming that. But hey, it's on my list, okay? Call in and give us your Christmas list. We will be your sports Christmas list, that is. Not like my mom asking for a pair of Jordans and Pandora bracelets. We don't want that, okay? We want your sports Christmas list. Give us a call later on in the show. You guys know the number. We'll get to that later on. Okay, here are your, in the meantime, here are your quick hit current sports headliners for this December 20th, 2013. Monte Nicholson of Gateway High in Pennsylvania committed to the Spartans for the class of 2014 yesterday at a press conference at his high school in suburban Pittsburgh. Now, Nicholson had several high-profile offers and picked MSU over finalists Florida State, Oregon, Virginia Tech, and Pittsburgh. He is considered a 4-star recruit, rated number 1, the number 1 player in his state by Rivals.com, and the number 13 safety in the nation by Rivals.com and 247Sports.com. Now, 2 years ago, safety Demetrius Cox of also of Pittsburgh picked MSU over Ohio State and many others as one of the top prospects of the talent-rich state. And a year ago, remember quarterback Damian Terry and running back Delton Williams were two of the Spartans' most celebrated commitments. So there you have it. Monte Nicholson of Gateway High has committed to the MSU football team for the class of 2014. He made the announcement yesterday in Pittsburgh. Okay, Don Kelly. Don Kelly has won the Detroit Tigers 2013 10th Man Award in a vote by the Detroit Baseball Society. Kelly will be honored at the 13th annual Detroit Baseball Dinner at 6 p.m. On January 25th at Bloomfield Hills Country Club. The 33-year-old Kelly played six positions in left field, center field, right field, third base, second base, and first base, and also served as a designated hitter for the Tigers in 2013. He appeared in 112 games. And this is an interesting story here. Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Brandon McCarthy joined the Buzz podcast on Wednesday and said there's a chance that MLB pitchers could have the option of wearing special protective headgear as early as next season. Now, he said the headgear will look like a hat, but will be able to protect a pitcher from serious injury. McCarthy said this, quote, "They're coming. From everything I know, they'll be available this year. I don't believe they're going to be mandatory. Actually, I'm almost certain they won't be mandatory." It's always great to have that option, though. Now, McCarthy, if you remember, he needed emergency brain surgery after taking a line drive to the head while pitching for the A's in late in the 2012 season. So, definitely, I agree with this. Definitely, pitchers need headgear. I mean, it's really, really dangerous out there, and I think this is long overdue. So, it's great to see that. All right, Wings and Flames were also in action last night. The Detroit Red Wings, they snapped a six-game skid with an overtime win over the Calgary Flames last night. Daniel Alfredson, he scored two goals, including a power play score at the 103 mark of overtime to seal the deal for the Wings. The Wings will be back in action tomorrow night at Toronto. MSU falls to Oklahoma State. Despite holding Oklahoma State to just 31% shooting, the MSU women's basketball team lost a tough 63-57 contest in the Puerto Rico Classic. Annalise Pickrell had 15 points to lead the Spartans, who also struggled from the field, shooting just a dismal 34%. Now, Cowgirls guard Tiffany Bias hit four late free throws to preserve the win for Oklahoma State. The Classic continues today when the Spartans play Georgetown at 3:30 p.m. All right, and as we alluded to at the top of the hour, Kobe Bryant, Lakers star Kobe Bryant, he fractured the lateral tibial plateau in his left knee and is expected to be out 6 weeks. Now, the 35-year-old Bryant was playing in just his sixth game since returning from a torn Achilles tendon, if you remember last April. The injury won't require surgery, just plenty of time to heal. After some thought, Bryant was rushed back from the Achilles. It would seem the Lakers would allow their star plenty of time to get to full strength before putting him back on the court. In reading many reports this morning about Kobe's injury, when you talk about this tibial plateau tear in the left knee, they expected, many doctors expect that 6 weeks is generous. You know, they expect it could even be more. So, man, sad news there for Kobe. All right. After Oklahoma City's 107-95 win over the Bulls in Chicago, Thunder guard and former Bull Thabo Sevilosha, he visited his old teammates in the home locker room. This is a crazy story, and I definitely agree with what Kendrick Perkins did here. Later deciding to bring Bulls center Joakim Noah to the visitors' locker room. Now, Noah's presence did not sit well with Thunder center Kendrick Perkins, and the two had a few words for each other. This is how the conversation went. This is a brief transcript about what was said. Perkins said, quote, "They just let anybody in the locker room?" Noah said, "Come on, man." Perkins said, "I'm just asking, though." Then Noah comes back with, "Come on, man." Then Perkins says, "You just let anybody in the locker room now." Noah goes and says, "You want me to wait outside?" Perkins says, "I'm just saying, though." Then Noah says, "If you want me to wait outside, I'll wait outside." Then Perkins goes on to say, "Get your blank out of here." And Noah says, "All right." How hilarious is that? That's hilarious. This story is so funny to me. Now, the two ran into each other later in the evening, and while more words were exchanged, nothing further transpired. So there wasn't a brawl or anything outside of the locker room. The big man will have to wait until St. Patrick's Day for more locker room antics when the Thunder visit the Bulls. Hey, I feel Kendrick on this. I mean, anybody who comes in my locker room, we just played you guys, and in a heated battle, we're supposed to be enemies here. Don't come rocking in my locker room. Come on, man. I feel Perkins. I feel you, brother. All right, Dennis Rodman, he's always making headlines, right? Former NBA star / general weirdo, if you will, Dennis Rodman is once again in North Korea visiting his friend, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now, Rodman, who visited earlier this year, was on hand to train North Korean basketball players for a January exhibition. Now, the former Piston and Bull also announced that he would be bringing a group of former NBA players to North Korea for the exhibition game. Currently set right now for January 8th, the roster will be announced closer to game day. So it's another interesting component to this story. Now, the NBA players who are scheduled to play this game have expressed a bit of nervousness because they're going over to a foreign country that they don't know much about, and frankly, they're nervous about their safety. So Dennis Rodman said, "Hey man, it's all good though. It's all love over here," as he said. And that game again is set for January 8th. So as you see, some weird stories happening, particularly in the NBA. I mean, Dennis Rodman and Pitt and Perkins and Kobe Bryant, I tell you, out 6 weeks. Again, we're going to be taking your calls later on in this show, and we want to get your thoughts on anything discussed today. And you know what? When I heard about Kobe Bryant being injured, I immediately ran to my Facebook page and posted a status for you guys to comment on, to get your thoughts on what this means for the Lakers and what this means for the league. Because honestly, Kobe Bryant is certainly a figure who is one of the greatest players of all time, and not having him on the court, it just doesn't feel right when you sit back and watch the NBA game. So it's a big blow. Many people talking about it. We're gonna get your calls on and get your thoughts on it. And of course, being in the holiday festive mood, we're opening our phone lines today and having you all call in, and we want to get your sports Christmas list. Okay, we want to get your sports Christmas list. What do you want for Christmas this holiday in the world of sports? Okay, is it a Detroit Lions Super Bowl maybe? I'm just hoping they make the playoffs. Okay, is it a Detroit Pistons playoff appearance, which looks pretty good right about now? Is it a Rose Bowl win? And I tell you what, a few of you have actually tweeted me. And David Jones, guys, give a shout out to David Jones. David has tweeted me and said, first of all, I tweeted about Jeff Wansch being on the show, and they play the Comets tonight, Grand Ledge tonight. David, I guess, is a Grand Ledge fan. He says, "Let's go Comets," and he just wants a Rose Bowl victory for this Christmas. So there you go, David. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, many Spartan fans, I'm sure, that are out there listening, definitely want that for Christmas. That'd be a very, very nice Christmas present there. And of course, Current Sports will be out there for the Rose Bowl. Again, our Rose Bowl special will be aired on January 8th. Well, yeah, January 8th, that week, right after the Rose Bowl has happened. We have a Rose Bowl special on Current Sports TV, which you can tune in that Thursday at 10 p.m. on WKAR TV. And also, if you tune into Current State that week of the game, you will be able to hear myself and Mark Bayshore. Mark is actually going down there to the Rose Bowl as well, and we will have bites from the players as they prepare for the Rose Bowl. Post-game coverage, we'll have a lot of stuff for you from Pasadena, so you do not want to miss that. It should be a great, great time. So again, we're going to open our phone lines later on in the show. Aaron, I got to ask Aaron, what do you want for Christmas, man? Aaron's getting ready right now, because I tell you what, this is our one of our last shows before the Christmas holiday begins, and my list is stacked. I'm pretty curious. Aaron, what do you want for Christmas, man?
Well, let's see. I have lots of options. I mean, the Rose Bowl win is obviously everyone's going to wish for that. So I don't think that's fine. I think if we all wish together, it's going to be one giant wish. So it's probably going to come true.
Right, right. Very magical of you.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, man. I mean, there's so much. You don't want to wish for too much because then you're not going to get it all.
Right.
And I don't want to steal Matt's thunder as he's giving me the signal. Don't steal my thunder.
Oh, Matt's got a good list. Matt always has a very,
Matt
very
has a good
list.
We'll get to his list later. you know, I maybe ask me again later. I haven't finalized my list yet, and I don't want to say for sure because I don't want to wish for something and you know,
you don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
right,
and
now.
then say, well, I want to wish for something else, but then
exactly.
It doesn't count.
Because then you'll waste your wish. You know what
right.
I mean? You don't
want
to waste your wish.
Right.
So later on, we'll definitely get your list. It's pretty good though, right now. Everybody, like I said, everybody who's a Spartan fan, they want a Rose Bowl victory. I mean, we all do. Me being an MSU alum, of course, you know, of course I might have to stay non-biased when I get down there to cover the Rose Bowl. But at the same time, you know, all of us here in the world of Mid-Michigan and beyond, we definitely want to see a Rose Bowl victory. So we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. And I tell you what, guys, again, we're going to take your calls in that. We're going to open our phone lines in just a second. And in also just a second, we'll be talking with Jeff Wanch. Jeff Wanch is the head coach, head Okemos boys basketball coach over at Okemos High School. He will be on the show later on. We're having some trouble bringing him in right now. But in the meantime, as we wait for Jeff, I'm going to talk about I guess we can dive into Kobe Bryant right now. Kobe Bryant again, folks. Again, news, this spread like rapid fire, guys, when this happened. Kobe is just coming back from an Achilles injury. He's played about, I'm not sure how many games he's played before this happened, against the Grizzlies, but, Kobe is just getting back to get back on the court and get into the groove of things. And then this happens, folks. For those of you who don't know, Kobe Bryant, knee injury, fractured knee, the lateral tibial plateau in his left knee, and is expected now to miss 6 weeks. 6 weeks, folks. And Matt, you're going to join me on this now as well. I tell you what, Kobe Bryant, first of all, from a Lakers standpoint, the Lakers are totally done. For real, no. I didn't think there would be anything when Kobe returned, but now with Kobe gone, they are certainly, their hopes of any playoff chances or any dreams or aspiration of going deep in the playoffs and possibly making an NBA championship are totally out the door now. You don't have a point guard. You don't have a bench. I think Steve Nash as well, he's suffering a lot of injuries now. He's going to be out some time now. The Lakers are totally, completely through. Right now, you know, I tell you what, man, anytime Kobe Bryant, because me, I'm not a huge Kobe Bryant fan, but I think that when he is on the basketball court, the overall product of the NBA is better. And to see one of the greatest players to ever do it out, you know, just getting back and then to have this injury happen so suddenly and for him to leave the game once again and go out 6 weeks, I mean, it makes you just wonder, man, you know, he's getting up there. He's getting old.
Yeah, especially at his, you know, I guess you could say advanced age. You know, mm-hmm. He's clearly in the twilight of his career as it is. And to have this happen now, it's trouble.
Right.
But the one thing that I like out of this is that it adds to our discussion that we had a few days ago. Now, with Kobe out for 6 weeks, the Lakers had no chance. You just said it yourself.
Right.
Even with him on the team, they didn't really have a chance to do anything in the playoffs. They're not a playoff team.
Right.
They certainly aren't going to make any noise in the playoffs. With him out for 6 weeks, let's say that puts him coming back mid-February, mm-hmm. right around the All-Star mm-hmm. break.
Yeah, around there, yeah.
If you're Lakers management, do you shut him down for the entire season and look to next year?
That's a very good question because I think you have to be very, very cautious here when you talk about Kobe Bryant because this is your franchise. This
Absolutely.
Is your guy. You just gave the guy a crazy contract, you know what I mean? And now it's so funny because we talked about the idea of tanking earlier this week. And I think now, realistically, when you look at this Lakers team, they know that they're not going to make a run. Let's be honest here. The average Laker fan knows now. You know, talking to a few buddies of mine that are huge Laker fans and huge Kobe Bryant fans, they know realistically now that looking at the injury problems of a Kobe Bryant and just looking at the bench of this Lakers team, looking at the overall personnel of this Lakers team, they're not going far this season. I think reality is set in. And to be honest with you, I think management is kind of leaning that way as well. I mean, how could you not?
Right.
And if I was management and looking at Kobe Bryant, if he doesn't feel 100%, 120% ready to go, I may shut him down. I may shut him down so that he'll be fully healthy for next season and come back stronger. I don't think that's going to happen, but okay. I do think it's one of those notions that come in my mind. If I had the choice, I would shut Kobe Bryant down. But it's Kobe Bryant.
Shut him down. So you're going to be cheating the fans. You're cheating the fans, Al.
Okay. No. You know what? Yes, it would be cheating the fans to a degree. But at the same time, the fans have to understand
exactly
that you know, this is Kobe Bryant. He's already up in age. We don't want to risk further injury. He's already old. We don't want to risk further injury and further hindrance on his body. And right. I think they will understand it at the end of the day. I mean, this is a perfect example. The guy just comes back from Achilles injury and then just like that injured his knee. You know what I mean? And I haven't seen how the injury took place, but I think he played an entire half on that injury.
Yeah, and that's not a surprise because it's Kobe Bryant.
It's Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean?
I mean, he could take, you know.
Right.
Bullet
to the knee.
Exactly. And he would still be like, no, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Wave him off. I'm going to shoot right. my free. I mean, after he tore his Achilles, he stayed on the court and shot a free throw.
Right, exactly.
So it's like the guy is clearly driven. And I think what you said where you don't know if it's going to happen if they shut him down because he's the type of player that will say, I am ready,
right.
even if he's not. And a lot of times when you have guys who miss extended periods with leg injuries, when they come back, they tweak it or they hurt something else on that leg. You know,
right, right.
I mean, look at, I know Derrick Rose is the other leg, but he's had injury scares before where he comes back after a long layoff, tweaks a knee, and he's out for 2 more weeks. So it's just
right, exactly.
bringing guys back, you have to do it slowly, especially when they're 35.
Yeah, when they're up in
with
age.
As many miles on his legs as Kobe has.
Exactly.
I think it's a no-brainer to shut him down.
Because I'm sure there are many out there, when they heard this story about Kobe Bryant being injured once again, of course they had flashbacks of Derrick Rose, because initially the same thing happened to Derrick Rose. This one with Kobe being not as serious as Rose's. But I tell you what, when you look at Kobe Bryant and look at his age, there are many who saw this story, read this story when he came out, and probably said to themselves that, man, you know, this isn't the Kobe Bryant that we're used to seeing.
Right.
That realization has finally hit people. You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because, like you said, I mean, Kobe is this warrior. Kobe Bryant is a fearless, one of the most competitive guys this league and probably sports has ever seen, to be honest with you. And to see him, you know, just in this state right now that he is, where he's just trying to come back and he's battling injuries. I never thought I'd see it from Kobe. And now, he won't be the same Kobe Bryant when he comes back, I don't think.
No, not at all. He's human, and
it's
showing. He's starting to wear down. I mean, he's been in the NBA since he was 18 years old.
Right.
You know, he's 35 now.
Right.
Might be that decline starting.
It may be. Sad to say, but
if the Lakers, you know, shelf him for the year,
right?
Maybe they kind of play themselves into the lottery, into the high lottery,
right.
and get one of these 7 or 8 can't-miss prospects that are supposed to be coming out in the draft.
Right,
and maybe they can bounce back next year. Who knows? But at the same time, I think putting him back in late in the season for more or less meaningless games, while your fans will appreciate it, I mean, they've seen him in Laker purple and gold for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, they're not going to see him next year either.
I think
putting him down, you know, putting him down on IR for the rest of the year is the smart move, and it's the right move, and I think Lakers faithful, maybe they won't turn out for games quite as, you know, ferociously.
They got to understand.
But at the same time, they have to understand what's going on.
Exactly. I totally agree. And, you know, I think Kobe will be back. He won't be as effective as we're used to seeing Kobe Bryant be as in the past. But, you know, and it's so crazy now. You look at the Lakers, you know, the history of this organization has always been, you know, championship or bust. They're the New York Yankees of the NBA, you know, and to now see this team really depleted now. They have no franchise guy out there playing. They may limp into the playoffs this season, who knows. But to see the Lakers in this state, I never thought I'd see it, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. All right, well, you know what, Matt? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about headgear for pitchers. I want to really dive into that one because I think it's long overdue, Matt. And also, again, we're going to be taking your calls right now throughout this entire show. And we want to get your sports Christmas list. What do you guys want for Christmas in the world of sports, okay? I'm definitely curious about that. Give us a call, 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. Don't go anywhere. Current Sports will be right back. Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. Well, it's December 20th, folks. Christmas is right around the corner. Hope you guys are shopping safely and whatnot. I tell you what, man, you know, I went on my first Black Friday shopping endeavor the day after, on Thanksgiving. I went out there, it was me, a few of my friends, and my sister went out with me. That was so, it was nuts. Just people everywhere. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like being at, you know, when you go, you know how Cedar Point is in the summertime. Everybody's out. I mean, the long lines. It was like that, but at every single store. I couldn't believe
it. I can't imagine, A, doing anything after Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? I mean, I was crazy. I wanted to experience it, so I was like, let's just do it.
Right.
Whatever. We were all stuffed. And
oh, yeah,
like,
I mean,
right,
at least once in your life, yeah, you know, that's not going to hurt anybody. I can't see myself doing it year after year. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
A, just for safety, and B, for, you know, time.
Like, for time. Just relax and watch some
quality
football.
Time. You're with your family.
Is.
I mean,
that is.
There's good stuff on Thanksgiving night.
Right. And I tell you what, I don't know if I told you this story. There was this woman, a friend of mine actually texted to me. I didn't see this, but there was a woman in a Walmart who she's shopping, right? They had a deal at Walmart, 32-inch TVs for $98. So she's shopping through Walmart, and all of a sudden, you know, she has her TV in her basket, you know, ready to check out. Some woman out of nowhere takes the TV out of the basket and starts sprinting throughout Walmart. The cops see her, they arrest her. It was on the news. It was so, that story, I thought she was joking. It was so funny. I saw it on the news that night, like, wow, okay, that was a true story. Oh, it's great. Celebrate, you know, shop safely, folks. It's nuts out there, all right? Okay, well, you know what? I want to transition to something now, Matt. Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Brandon McCarthy, he joined the Buzz podcast on Wednesday and said there's a chance that MLB pitchers could have the option of wearing special protective headgear as early as next season. Now, he said the headgear would look like a hat, but will be able to protect the pitcher from serious injury. McCarthy went on to say, quote, "They're coming. From everything I know, they'll be available this year." Now, McCarthy, of course, he suffered a pretty serious, very, very serious brain injury. Took a line drive to the head while pitching for the A's early in the 2012 season. Now, I really think, man, this is long overdue. I mean, we've seen throughout baseball head injuries happen, you know, so rapidly. And, you know, like in McCarthy's case earlier in the 2012 season, it was so serious. I mean, we've even seen a few pitchers die in instances like this, you know. And I think it's long overdue. And I've always said if a guy who's approaching to play that bat can wear headgear to protect himself with a pitch coming at his head, why can't a pitcher, you know? And you look at certain instances and examples of, you know, like I said, McCarthy, you know, needing emergency brain surgery. That's something so – that's beyond serious. And, you know, it's so funny because McCarthy – and another interesting aspect to the story, McCarthy actually retweeted a few fans out there and I think one player, I believe, I don't know who it was, who, you know – it was against the headgear and saying that, you know, it could corrupt the game. This is not tradition. Why even wear it? I'm like, this is safety we're talking about here. I don't know. I want to get your thoughts on
that. That's ridiculously dumb.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how you would think that. It's player safety, and that should come before just about everything else,
right?
You know?
Right.
Keeping the players on the field, they should not have to worry about their well-being. And when a pitcher gets hit by a line drive, you know, that's probably the scariest play in baseball.
It is.
I mean, it's terrifying. There's always those 2 or 3 minutes where it's up in the air.
Right.
Because that is a terrifying play. That ball is coming, you know,
right
over 100 miles
an
hour. I mean, if the, you know, pitchers are throwing in the high 90s, that thing's coming back just as fast, if not faster.
Right.
I mean, I remember seeing, like, Mike Messina get hit by a pitch, like, when I was much younger, and it was scary.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be a pitcher just because I knew that that was a possibility. I know it's a small, you know, fraction of, you know, hits that go right to your face, but
exactly, yeah.
Even if it's a fraction at all, I don't want to be a part of that.
Not at all, right?
But you know, you look at like hockey. You know, guys never used to wear helmets,
right?
And then they started, and you could wear helmets if you wanted.
Right,
you didn't have to; they weren't mandatory.
Yeah, it's not mandatory. That's the thing.
And then over
yeah.
time, it became mandatory. It's just this is a progression that needs to happen. Baseball is so entrenched in the past and tradition and all that stuff. When it comes in the face of player safety, that is ridiculous. You have to throw that out the window. I don't care how ridiculous the hat may look. If it's going to potentially save your life,
Right.
Seems like a no-brainer.
And that's my next point. I mean, I told you, McCarthy, he, like you said, he retweeted a few fans who was like, oh, this is, it's, you know, tradition, you know, you're not supposed to wear hair gear on the mound, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, like you said, safety should take precedence over anything, especially when we talk about sports, especially in today's times. We're starting to see what injuries could, you know, really, you know, have an impact on your life down the line when you talk about injuries to the head specifically. Yep. And, you know, this is long overdue. And it's not about, so what if the thing looks, if it doesn't look cool? If you're right on the mound and you got, you know, headgear on, it's not fly. It's not
tough
fresh.
Tough break. You're a $10 million pitcher.
Exactly.
And you don't have to look cool on the
right
mound.
At the end of the day, you're getting paid millions to play a game. At the end of the day, this overall is protecting your health that, you know, a pitch could possibly be flying at your head. You know what I mean? This is something that needs to be taken more serious. And I think, you know, individuals who, you know, go out their way and say this is tarnishing the tradition of the game, That's ludicrous.
Honestly,
ludicrous.
How does it even tarnish it?
Exactly.
Like, what would that change?
I don't understand it at all. When I read about it, I'm saying, like you said, they're idiots. Yep. Whoever tweeted McCarthy saying that kind of stuff is totally ludicrous, and it has no place in the game for it. So, I really hope, I'm really interested to see how it transitions. And like McCarthy said, it won't be mandatory, which is another interesting angle to this. It won't be mandatory. It's not like the MLB is saying, hey, you have to wear this helmet. At the same time, I think that it will become, this is how you start the conversation. This is how you start protecting these athletes. And they'll start to realize themselves it needs to happen.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a process, and that's fine. I think in the future it probably will become mandatory, especially if it has, you know, promising results early on.
Right.
But if you're a pitcher, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's it's something that could, you know, not only threaten your life, but just in baseball terms, it could threaten your earning potential and your career. I mean, you get a line drive to the head and, you know, your career is cut short. Maybe that's 5 years where you could have been pitching still had you had the helmet on. That's, what, $20 million or even more? I mean, it's
exactly.
Like, it seems like for as, you know, uncool and untraditional as it could be, it's making you tons of money.
It's possibly saving lives.
It's going to save lives and a lot of your salary.
Right.
So
exactly. And you know, and now I think they're trying to make also what I read yesterday. They're trying to make modifications to charging the plate now. And that's another scary aspect of the game of baseball. I mean, guys who are coming full speed at a catcher who's really not paying attention to the guy who's coming at him. He's worried about making the catch and trying to get the out. And we've seen so many instances where That's ended badly.
See, in that one, I almost feel differently about than the headgear for pitchers.
In what way?
I just feel like that is a part of the game.
That's a part of the game.
You know, like that is a baseball play. And I understand that, you know, hitting a line drive to the pitcher, that's a baseball play too.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure what changes you could make to
that. It's
not
like the pitchers are going to be in, you know, full body gear.
Right.
It's just your head. I mean, something that's life-threatening.
I don't know what changes you could make to...
Right. Would you wear more padding? Would the catcher wear more padding?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the article I was reading was talking about, you know, and it was on Outside the Lines as well, on ESPN. They're talking about trying to change players being penalized for coming full speed ahead into home plate. And I'm like, well, I mean, what is he supposed to do? That's a part of the game. That's
right.
How you want to score, right? I mean, what do you expect? So there's only so much you can do with that. I think it is an essence and part of the game that if you're going to change it, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what their, you know,
right,
what their plans are to change that. But I think that as far as pitchers' helmets, that's easy. That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer, yeah, exactly. Literally a no-brainer. All right, well, let's hit the break. When we come back, I'm going to give you guys a special segment on what we want for this Christmas in the world of sports. I have my list may be crazy, but hey, I'm going crazy. It's Christmas. This is a time of year where you wish for big things. Okay. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we still got plenty more to talk about. More current sports is coming right at you. All right, welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin, and my cousin has just messaged me on Facebook and is listening to the show right now and says that Moms is tripping. Yeah, my mom is definitely, oh, goodness, I tell you what. But she doesn't ask for anything the entire year. To her defense, she doesn't ask for anything the entire year, even on Mother's Day. You know, she just takes everything in stride. And when Christmas comes, though, it's like, you better get Mama something. You better go crazy on me this time. This is the only time she does this. Even on her birthday, she doesn't ask for anything. She's just like, hey, you know, I'll take what it is. But, Mom, I got your back. Don't worry. Mom, if you're listening, I got your back. All right, well, you know, it's the time of giving, Matt. And I tell you what, I used to get so excited around Christmas time, making my list when I actually believed in Santa.
Right.
And now I think that, when did you stop believing in Santa? I think I stopped around 14, 13.
I don't even know.
Because I believe it was a long time
for
me.
It's tough to put that in a.
Yeah.
I was the youngest of my siblings, so I feel like that got spoiled earlier than if I were, you know, the oldest child. But
exactly.
I can't pinpoint it.
It's tough.
Part of me still believes in Santa.
Yeah,
it's,
me too.
I think it's good to still believe.
Oh, for
in
all
Santa.
You kids out there, listen, Santa still he exists.
Clearly,
he's real.
Santa is real.
Santa's real.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I always messed that up. All right. Well, you know what? In the holiday spirit, we have a special segment for you all. You know, with it being, you know, the time around Christmas time, we're going to give you our sports Christmas list. What do we want this Christmas? Aaron, cue it up, baby.
I really like that.
That's really, really smooth stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start it off.
Okay.
You know, I'm a very, like I said, my list is, you know, you may look at my list and say, Al, you're nuts. But hey, it's the Christmas time of the year. It's the time of the year where you get to wish for anything you want. I'm going to go all out this year. My sports Christmas list looks like this. I would love it if the Lions just make the playoffs, man. Just make the playoffs. What we've seen these past few weeks. Yes, I know. Jim Schwartz, he's made some dumb decisions. And Matthew Stafford, Lord knows he's made some dumb decisions. And Calvin Johnson dropping balls that it's not what Calvin does. I mean, what we saw this past weekend, it's been a crazy season for the Lions. But they still do have a chance to make the playoffs. And it will be very disappointing if they don't make the playoffs, seeing the expectation that was through the roof this season. Just Lions, just make the playoffs for me. That's all I want. That's number one on my list. Second thing on my list, Matt. Pistons, I just want you to go deep in the playoffs.
Okay.
That may be wishful thinking there. But the East is terrible this season, and they can definitely do it this season. If they just get in there, slip into a fifth, fourth seed, which I think they can do, Pistons, just get me to the second round, and I will be a happy man. Next, sticking with the Pistons, Rodney Stuckey. You gotta go. Rodney.
I can't believe this didn't happen earlier.
Exactly. Yes, I know, right? Rodney Stuckey, you know, you've played, you're kind of like a mirage this season. You came out and many people had you on their sixth man of the year list. Maybe still do. But Rodney, I know your tricks. I've seen your tricks before. I've seen you play great and then just slowly deteriorate as the season goes on. That's what's going to happen. You got to lead the Pistons, buddy. So please, Pistons, trade Rodney Stuckey. Next, very simple here. Rose Bowl win for Sparty. I'm an MSU alum. I bleed green. And for Sparty to make it to the Rose Bowl for the first time in over two decades, don't just get there for me. Win the whole thing, guys. Next, I just want the MSU men's basketball team just to get healthy. Because right now, they are just injuries left and right. And Gary Harris and, you know, with Travis Trice with a foot blister. Foot blister. I mean, just... Well, who has a foot blister?
Yeah, who's doing his laundry?
Exactly.
Come on,
man. Yeah. Goodness, crazy. Just stay healthy, guys. And also, from the bottom of my heart, Madison Williams, if you're listening, I want Madison Williams to get healthy. She's such a sweetheart. And, you know, she's been here with this MSU women's basketball team for quite some time. Four knee injuries now? Four knee injuries, three ACL injuries, ACL tears. Madison, just get back for me. And, yeah, that's how my list looks, guys. That's how my list looks.
That's a really good list, Sal. That's a good list.
Yeah.
You have a couple of mine.
Okay.
We'll start out with those. Get those out of the way.
Is Stuckey on your list?
Stuckey is not on my list. I am not I'm not a fan of him either, but he didn't make my Christmas list. I'm not gonna bug Saint Nick about Rodney Stuckey. I'm sure he doesn't care either.
He doesn't care, probably.
All right.
But yeah.
Number one, it's gotta be a Rose Bowl win. Mm-hmm. Last one in 1988. This would be the first one of my lifetime.
Right.
You know, first trip to the Rose Bowl of my life. I would love to see him come home, win the granddaddy of them all, in the 100th Rose Bowl.
That's fitting, right? I mean, this is huge. This is not just the 98th or 75th. This is 100.
100. Nice even number. Nice I would even love to see Michigan State come home with a win there.
Right.
Number two, the other one you stole. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you didn't steal. You went first. Healthy MSU basketball team.
Yes.
And it's not just Gary Harris and Travis Trice. I'd like to see Adrian Payne's, plantar fasciitis kind of peter off a little bit.
Plantar
fasciitis. I'd like to see Matt Costello.
Mono.
Kick that mono. Get out of here.
Right.
Get healthy, buddy. Everybody. I'd like to see them rounding into form. Maybe they don't have a great Big Ten season. Maybe they still struggle with that. But when the chips are down and it really matters in March, I'd like to see them at full bore, 100%. See what this team can do with all the pieces in place. Number three, I would like a new Lions coaching staff. You said you wanted to make the playoffs. At this point, I'm almost rooting against them to make the playoffs.
Really? Really?
Because if they make it, they are not going to do anything.
You just think they'll be complacent.
They're not going to beat the Seahawks. They're not going to beat the Saints. The Panthers are a better team. The 49ers are a better team.
Where's the hope, Matt? This is Christmas.
The hope went the way of Matthew Stafford's passes on Monday night. Right out the window. Right down the toilet. Terrible.
Oh, man.
The Cowboys and Eagles are the only team they even have a chance of beating.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that.
That's true.
So I'd like to see them just kind of... I don't think they're going to make it in the first place. Even if they do, I don't think it's going to really mean anything.
Okay.
I want a fresh start. I want a fresh start with the Lions. I'm tired of the penalties. I'm tired of the dumb turnovers. I'm tired of all of it.
Right.
I want a new start.
I feel you. I still have hope.
And that's fine.
My hope is quickly dwindling. If they lose this weekend, oh my God.
It's over. All right, number four. I would like to see the Pistons sell out 5 consecutive games before the end of the season.
That is a very good Christmas list right there.
They're improving.
Yeah.
This isn't the team of the last few years. They actually have exciting, fun-to-watch players, and they're winning games.
Right.
They're, what, fourth or fifth in the East?
Yeah, fifth.
Got
right
a chance
now
to rise up the standings. I would like to see the Palace get back to what it was in the heyday. I'd like to see some excitement about this Pistons team, because with the Lions going the way they are, that's all we got.
That's all we got, baby. Red, white, and blue is all we got.
Now, all we got.
I remember there were times, man, I would go to the Palace. I remember I went to my very first NBA playoff game where Tayshaun had a breakout game against Allen Iverson in the 76ers. This is way back. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I went to that game. And it was standing room only, baby. And now it's like, man, I mean, you watch the TV and just see empty seats everywhere. I feel great Christmas list right there. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. A couple more here. Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him get a starting job in the NFL. I think it depends a lot on this weekend and the next. But if he plays well, I'd like to see him get a shot at leading a team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be the Redskins, regardless of Robert Griffin's status, because he's always going to be lurking. I'd like to see him get his own fresh start. I'd like to see him move to a new team, be the guy. And I want to see what he can do.
Yeah, I agree.
Skip Bayless.
Okay, Skip Bayless. Oh, I can't wait to hear
I'd like one. To see you go back to wherever you crawled out of and found your way into the ESPN studios. Just leave us alone, Skip.
I agree.
We're all tired of you. Everybody's tired of it.
Stephen
honestly,
A. too. Can I say put in Stephen A. in it too?
I might go beyond just Skip. ESPN, stop this with just two people yelling at each other for an hour on television.
Right.
It works with PTI because those are
they're good
funny people.
Yeah, they're
and
funny.
They have real chemistry.
They don't argue for the sake of arguing.
When you make it that show 6 times a day, gets a little stale.
Right.
And we're going on about 3 years of this, so I'm looking for ESPN to overhaul their entire thinking of how they program their afternoons and evenings.
Yes.
And last but not least, I'd like more people to watch the Hulu documentary series Behind the Mask. This is not the first time I've mentioned it. Probably won't be the last.
Behind the Mask. Oh, yeah, you did.
It is the mascot documentary. It's fantastic. The season finale was this week.
Are they paying you, man?
I almost cried. They should be. It's just a great story because it shows that there are people other than just players who are striving to have a career in the sports world.
Right.
And they're striving to make it to the pros. I mean,
Yeah.
They have a high school
mascot. There's a pro. Oh, so you get paid good.
You have four different stories.
Really?
You have a high school mascot who is the only kid who really believes in his town.
Right.
And he's trying to change the perception of the community. And he's a little awkward. It's kind of the awkward teenage adolescence period.
So it goes from high school all the way to the pro.
Then you have a college mascot who was at UNLV for 6 years. And you follow him through his last season, goes to graduate. He's got a little bit of separation anxiety.
Right, right.
Great story. Then you have a semi-professional mascot in the AHL who's trying to make it to the NHL so he can go and see his son who lives across the country.
It's just captivating.
And then finally you have the Milwaukee Bucks mascot, Bango.
Bango.
Who has five kids and a neurologist wife and has sprained pretty much everything on his body. Yeah. He has a knee injury.
This is a mascot.
Through the season.
He's really playing
hard.
He's
doing incredible acrobatic dunks.
Yeah.
He jumps off a ladder, does a backflip, a 20-foot ladder, backflips, throws it down.
That's talent.
It's clear why he's in the professional ranks, but it's just nice to see a different side of sports, and it's nice to see the business side, but for people who aren't on the court or on the field,
right,
how they still have these pro dreams, and they pursue them at every opportunity.
You're behind the mask. Check is in the mail, Matt. That was great.
It should
great.
Be.
That
I'm
was
gonna
great.
Call up the Hulu people.
You should call
Get
up the Hulu people.
Come on.
Last but not least, Aaron, what do you want this Christmas holiday in the world of sports, brother?
I want lots of things, but none of them are gonna come true, probably. But we're about to find out. First one, pertaining to the Lions. Kind of wish.
A deep breath. Yeah, that deep breath.
Kind of wish I wasn't a Lions fan.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no! Wow! Wow! Yeah. Aaron,
it's gotten that bad.
It's gotten that bad.
Wow.
I mean, Monday may have been the worst feeling I have felt in a NFL game.
To the point you don't want to be a Lions fan. That's on your list.
I mean, you survived the Millen era, and now.
I was young then.
Okay.
I was young and naive to think that. Hey, I didn't know what he was, but now I know.
Right,
right, right.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Wow, that's a bold.
I'm kind of hoping that one doesn't come true.
What are you gonna do? Right. Become like a Browns fan or something? Ugh.
Are they the closest?
That's
what's closer, Cincy or Cleveland?
Become a Cowboys fan, baby.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, he wants to stop torturing himself, Al.
He doesn't want to keep it going, right?
Yeah, don't be silly about that. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
It won't. Okay, so you want to stop being a Lions fan.
Yeah, man, we'll see if that comes true. I'm kind of hoping it doesn't. But another one. Next year, I kind of wish that the MSU versus Michigan football game will be more competitive. I know Michigan State whomped on them this year, and frankly has owned them the last six out of whatever it is. I would actually like to see that get back to it being a competitive game where it comes down to a final drive, or not 500 field goals in one game.
Right, you want to see some back and forth.
I want to see some back and forth.
You want to see some rivalry.
Yeah, I want to see that game actually mean something.
Right. Gotcha.
I mean, it always is going to mean something, but actually mean having a bigger effect than just a crosstown showdown.
Right.
I want it to have implications in the top 25 bowl games.
Have some weight to it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe just Michigan and Michigan State sports in general.
Right.
I don't know how basketball is going to be this year. Obviously, right now, Michigan probably looks like they could probably actually beat us the way we're playing and the way we're banged up. The way we're banged up.
They're just as bad.
Yeah, they are bad, but yeah.
Michigan may be worse, yeah.
So we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Going to the Pistons, they're not planning a new arena or anything, right? They don't have anything.
No, but I've heard rumors that they may be trying to get them downtown.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's my wish.
It's been rumors for a while, though.
I wish they would actually just finally move downtown.
Yes.
Matt wants five consecutive sellout games.
Right.
You move downtown, probably going to happen.
I think I can see that.
What's in Pontiac?
Nothing's in Pontiac.
The Pistons.
Pistons. You take them out, what do you got? A town. A normal, just another everyday town.
Yep.
You move them downtown.
Just put them where the old Tiger Stadium used to be.
There you go.
There
Boom shakalaka. There's been talks, though. There's been so rumors.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that happens every other year.
Yeah. I know, right? That's reasonable. I like that. Okay, Eric.
Another wish, which I don't know if I can really wish for this. Can we suddenly have a like a huge influx of listeners? Just thousands of people. Yeah, thousands of people just suddenly tune in out of nowhere.
That'd be great.
Like
every day.
Let me talk to the Hulu people. I'll see what I can do.
Great.
Matt has connections.
Can they do a series on current sports
behind the scenes?
Behind the voice. Well, then we could get a mascot involved.
That's true. I like that. That's a very good idea. Get that, and then put it on HBO and have, you know, be uncensored, unrated.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
It's going to be gritty.
24/7 current sports.
Yeah. You guys are going to not have to swear. I mean, people don't know this. You guys are just...
Yeah, wait, I don't
Your mouths are terrible once the mics are off. Yeah. Just, I can't even be around you. It's that bad.
That bad. You're right, Aaron. Potty mouth.
All right. The last one, a little bit more serious. It's the holidays. Sometimes I just wish that people would realize, even us, I know we cover it, it's just a game. It is just a game.
I like that. That's a very good way to close it out.
And the piano is perfectly finished.
It is.
And then it starts
back up again.
To ruin the
moment. But yes, I agree, man, because, you know, there are so many out there, Aaron and Matt, that just take sports way too serious. I mean, we saw, you know, the lady who... You know, was at the, you know, watching the Alabama and Auburn game, and then she goes crazy because fellow Alabama fans don't take the loss as serious as they should, and she starts stabbing people. That's crazy to me. It's just a game.
Yeah, come on, Al. You've never shot people after a particularly heartbreaking loss?
I felt the urge. I felt the urge. Don't get me wrong.
It's just a game.
But I've contained myself and realized... That is just a game.
You got to compartmentalize that stuff. It's just part of your life. It's not your whole life.
Right. Exactly. And I sometimes forget that because it's, you know, 24/7. Current sports, 24/7. I wake up in nightmares. So, all right. It's also Friday. So, you know, we have to get to our picks really quick. Do we have a picks list at all, man?
We do.
We do have a picks list.
We do. Picks list on hand. And Alex was nice enough to go through the document and pick all his games, too, so we've already got him in the books.
How are we looking right now as far as standings?
Everybody missed the Pistons at Pacers game.
Okay.
So no points there, but everybody scored on the Boston Pistons game. So
we all picked the Pacers to beat the Pistons?
We did. Huh. I mean, that was logical.
It's logical.
At that point.
It's logical.
Indy. Okay, so right now you are at 26, Alex is at 27, and I am at 30.
Wow!
So it's anybody's game.
It is anybody's game. Okay.
Anybody's game. Let's get down to business. Starting with the NFL games because we've already picked some college basketball for this weekend. Miami at Buffalo.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Miami. Okay. I think Tannehill has a good weekend here.
I'm going to pick Miami as well. They just have more to play for than the Bills do.
You know what? You know, breaking news here. Well, not breaking news. Aaron just let me know that Alex, you know, he lives, breathes, and eats current sports so much that even while he's in Florida, he is on the phone.
Fantastic.
And he has his own very own current sports Christmas list.
Oh, I love it.
Look at this. This is nuts. Alex, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? So, obviously, you can't deny that a Rose Bowl would just be picture perfect. But there's one item on the Christmas list for me that I think is pretty relevant, and it's the fact that Mac Brown will not be returning to Texas. And now you got to wonder with that, well, does that mean you wish that, okay, with Quentin Jammers' little brother on there and Casey McCoy still there, you wonder who's going pro? What I'm saying is my Christmas list is that no MSU coaches are leaving to Texas because, you know, Dan Tanner's been rumored there, and I know he's staying, but if Texas makes some kind of tempting offer, you never know. You really never know.
So your Christmas list, is this the only item on your Christmas list?
I mean, I got a couple items, but that's one of the primary.
Okay, that's one of them.
That's all MSU coaches stay.
That's a good one. I like that.
It's keeping MSU the way it is.
Right.
And it has to do with Texas. So.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Now, my other Christmas wish, and Al, I know you're going to love this one, is the Pistons just trading Stucky. I mean, it's just about time. I mean, I can't tell you how many times the guy just drives uncontrollably to the rim.
Right.
Cannot control the basketball.
Yes.
and just unbelievable. And lastly, I'll go with this, my last one. My wish is that NBA legend Kobe Bryant has a very safe return at some point. I can't believe he's out again. I think the world of basketball, since there are so many Kobe fans out there, are pretty shocked. And, yeah, we're on your list. What were you guys talking about before?
Well, I tell you what. First of all, thanks a lot, Alex. He's so dedicated.
He's dedicated.
So dedicated, I tell you. I tell you what, yeah, I mean, you know, on our list, I mean, I had, he wants a rundown really quick. I mean, I had Rodney Stuckey being traded. We're on the same page with that one. I'm the biggest Rodney Stuckey hater you ever meet in your life. MSU making the Rose Bowl, of course, and I could go on and on. My list is pretty simple.
Oh, yeah, we all just complain about the Lions.
Complain about the Lions much. Alex, he's so dedicated, though. That's great stuff. Alex is in Florida for the holidays with his family, enjoying that time, I believe. Someone's getting married down there, I believe.
He's going to the Caribbean.
Yeah, he's going to the Caribbean, yeah. Oh, man.
He's a world traveler around the holidays, apparently.
Mr. International.
Lucky.
Yes, very, very lucky.
But he makes a really good point with the Texas thing. And it's not just Texas. It's the fact that Texas is the domino that will open up a lot of different jobs. Whoever takes
it
that
will.
Job creates an opening, which, you know, whoever takes that job creates another opening.
Right.
And while,
do you think D'Antonio would ever, if they gave him a ridiculous amount of moolah?
I don't think he's about the money.
I don't think he is, too. That's the type of guy. That's what makes D'Antonio so special. Because,
really
he
does.
Said it. I mean, he said MSU is a destination, not a stop. You know, and he's a great guy. All right. Well, what else we got? All right, so we got Miami. We picked Miami game.
Yes, we both took Miami. Next up,
we'll
Minnesota.
We'll fly through.
Minnesota with Matt Asiata at Cincinnati.
Yes, I'm going with Cincinnati.
Yep, me too. It's easy. Indy at Kansas City.
That's going to be a really good
game.
It's
a good game.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs, though.
Yep, I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. Tampa Bay at St. Louis.
Tampa Bay.
Taking Tampa Bay. These are two good teams.
Not with their records.
But they are quality teams. I'm going to take St. Louis at home. They're really tough to beat.
They're 4-3 at
Robert Quinn, maybe defensive player of the year. Cleveland at the Jets. Ooh, gosh.
Man, that's
try to avoid this
that's
one.
That's a bad game. Give me the Jets.
Okay. I'm going to take... Oh, gosh. I guess I'll take the Jets, too. Oh, boy. Dallas at Washington.
Oh, my gosh. I do this every single week. Every week I torture myself with this. Give me the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Kirk Cousins.
I hope Kirk has a great game.
Give me the Skins.
I hope they lose.
He's going to throw for 500 yards.
It's not hard against that.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Cowboys defense.
Would not be surprised. All right. New Orleans at Carolina.
Give me Carolina.
I'm going to take Cam Newton as well.
Yep.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
You know what? I'm going to change that pick. Now, give me the Saints.
Take the Saints?
Give me the Saints, and I'm going with Tennessee against Jacksonville.
All right. I'm going to take Tennessee as well. Denver at Houston.
Peyton Manning.
Honestly, why am I even asking?
Yeah, that's 2-12. Texans are terrible.
Yeah. All right. New York football Giants at the Detroit Lions.
I think the Lions rebound here. They're going against the Giants who have been – they're horrid. The Giants are there's not one aspect of that team is good.
They're really bad. They're really bad. But can't you just see Eli Manning putting it together for a week against the Lions?
Against the Lions, anything's possible, but I think
our D-line is too tough, though.
Yeah.
I think the Lions will win. They're great at extending hope and then dashing it later.
Right.
Arizona at Seattle.
Seattle.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Green Bay.
Pittsburgh.
Oakland at San Diego.
San Diego.
Okay. New England at Baltimore.
New England.
Okay. And Chicago at Philly.
Philly. Going Nick Foles.
And then Atlanta at San Francisco. Monday Night Football.
That's going to be a good game. Give me San Francisco, though.
Okay.
I think San Francisco's rolling right now.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on pretty much every single one, except for maybe... Nope, probably going to agree with you on every single one. All right.
Right. All right. Well, there we go. Thanks so much for all of you tuning in to today's Current Sports. Hope you have a great holiday, folks. You can listen to Current Sports with me, Al Martin on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have one fantastic weekend, folks. And be easy, people.